There was a woman who got into an argument with Jesus, a religious dispute. You can read about it in the 4th chapter of John. But I wanted to point out one part of that dispute, and that was a dispute over where people should worship. Should they worship at the temple in Jerusalem or at the mountain of the Samaritans where their temple had been thrown down? They were serving the same God, but in different ways and at different places. And Jesus had an answer that she couldn't contend with. The woman started the conversation in this way. Our fathers worshiped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you don't know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, every moment is a worship service for us that know Jesus. It isn't a place that we visit where we worship, although we worship in a church when we go there. There's not a specific time for us to worship, although we show up at the same time every week at church. Worship is a lifestyle because God is a spirit, and we have received his spirit in our own person, and he set up his tabernacle and his temple in our hearts. And so every day, every moment is a moment of worship. It's easy to forget that, isn't it? It is for me. And so I had to be reminded that God is always with me, for I must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have set up your tabernacle. You have set up your temple in my heart. I thank you, O Lord, that in my being, worship can continually be made to the Father, who is a spirit, who is not confined to any building, to any time, to any place, but is always with me. Therefore, I will worship you, O God, and I will acknowledge and praise Jesus, your Son, for he is worthy to be worshiped. And in all things, I give you thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.